Hermione wasn't at lunch either. By the time they had finished their apple pie, the after effects of the cheering charms were wearing off, and Harry and Ron had started to get slightly worried.
"You don't think Malfoy did something to her?"
Ron said anxiously as they hurried upstairs toward Gryffindor Tower. They passed the security trolls, gave the fat lady the password Flibbertigibbet, and scrambled through the portrait hole into the common room. Hermione was sitting at a table, fast asleep, her head resting on an open arithmancy book. They went to sit down on either side of her. Harry prodded her awake.
What?
Said Hermione, waking with a start and staring wildly around.
Is it time to go? Which lesson have we got now?
Divination, but it's not for another 20 minutes, said Harry.
Hermione, why didn't you come to charms? What? Oh, no!
Hermione squeaked.
I forgot to go to charms.
But how could you forget? Said Harry. You were with us till we were right outside the classroom.
I don't believe it, Hermione wailed. Was Professor Flitwick angry? Oh, it was Malfoy. I was thinking about him and I lost track of things.
You know what, Hermione? Said Ron, looking down at the enormous arithmancy book Hermione had been using as a pillow. I reckon you're cracking up. You're trying to do too much.
No, I'm not,
said Hermione, brushing her hair out of her eyes and staring hopelessly around for her bag.
I just made a mistake, that's all. I'd better go and see Professor Flitwick and say sorry. I'll see you in divination.
Hermione joined them at the foot of the ladder to Professor Trelawney's classroom 20 minutes later, looking extremely harassed.
I can't believe I missed cheering charms, and I bet they come up in our exams. Professor Flitwick hinted they might.
Together, they climbed the ladder into the dim, stifling tower room. Glowing on every little table was a crystal ball full of pearly white mist. Harry, Ron, and Hermione sat down together at the same rickety table.
I thought we weren't starting crystal balls till next term, Ron muttered, casting a wary eye around for Professor Trelawney in case she was lurking nearby.
Don't complain. This means we've finished palmistry, Harry muttered back. I was getting sick of her flinching every time she looked at my hands.
Good day to you,
said the familiar, misty voice, and Professor Trelawney made her usual dramatic entrance out of the shadows. Parvati and Lavender quivered with excitement, their faces lit by the milky glow of their crystal ball.
I have decided to introduce the crystal ball a little earlier than I had planned,
said Professor Trelawney, sitting with her back to the fire and gazing around.
The fates have informed me that your examination in June will concern the orb, and I'm anxious to give you sufficient practice.
Hermione snorted.
Well, honestly, the fates have informed her. Who sets the exam? She does. What an amazing prediction,
she said, not troubling to keep her voice low. Harry and Ron choked back laughs. It was hard to tell whether Professor Trelawney had heard them. As her face was hidden in shadow, she continued, however, as though she had not.
Crystal gazing is a particularly refined art, she said dreamily. I do not expect any of you to see when first you peer into the orb's infinite depths. We shall start by practicing relaxing the conscious mind and external eyes.
Ron began to snigger uncontrollably and had to stuff his fist in his mouth to stifle the noise.
So as to clear the inner eye and the superconscious. Perhaps, if we are lucky, some of you will see before the end of the class.